Hello everyone, I'm Cody from the Rancor's Brothel, and this is part 3 of our Call of Cthulhu Monophobia adventure, Vengeance from Beyond. Now, if you haven't listened to part 2 or part 1 yet, I encourage you to go back on our feed and listen to them to see how Matt and I got to this point. For those of you who need a refresher of where we are in the story, in part 1, Matt, playing William Townsend, a rare book dealer, has been hired to find the Scripture of Shul. The Scripture of Shul was stolen by a man named Ethan Blaine. In episode 2, Matt spends most of his time trying to track down Mr. Blaine, and after a series of interviews, he finds out that the would-be necromancer is in a slummy part of town, and he gets his address. And as we left, Matt was just getting ready to knock down the door and confront Mr. Blaine.
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel.
Great Scott.
Get off my plane.
Alright, so I had to do a little checking in the book there. Matt is attempting to kick open.
Oh, pause. Did you watch Snowpiercer yet?
No.
What the fuck? We can't be friends anymore.
Game over. Matt kicks in the door. Cthulhu eats him. Go home.
This apartment building was actually surrounded by the body of Cthulhu. His head was in apartment 3A or whatever.
Yeah. Mic drop.
No, Mike.
We had to check. I had to check the resistance table. So Matt, please make me a roll.
What am I rolling?
You're rolling the resistance table to see if you can kick in a locked door.
66.
That is, you hit the door. It's a little more solid than that.
I tried the doorknob.
I was checking to see. I don't know if it specifies. It says you have to break in, so I'm going to assume that the door is locked.
Is there anything around me?
Give me a luck roll.
25.
Yes, there is a something you could use to batter the door down, should you like.
That's what I like.
All right. So, over a couple of smashes, which garners the attention of a number of people in the hallway, basically everyone's looking at you as you bust down this door, but you are able to break open the door. And as you do so, make me a sand check.
A sandwich?
Sand check.
The
sandy.
What's that? Oh, yeah, okay, cool. 51.
You lose no points of sanity.
Hey, cool!
You made it. What you see...
What did I make it by, 1? Was it a 50?
No. You make it versus that number.
Oh, okay.
So as long as you roll under that number, you're okay.
Oh, cool.
That's why I say you have a huge sanity. Most of the time, I think it was Cody Schroeder started my other Call of Cthulhu. He started with like 34 sanity.
So he just pissed himself all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That what you have is ridiculous. As you break in, you see the small apartment that he's in. What you notice in the middle of the room immediately is the naked Blaine. Blaine, completely naked, crouched feral-like in a pentagram that appears to be constructed from his own feces. He...
Is that written in there, or are you just taking artistic license?
Nope, that's written in there. That's why you made the sand shoe.
It's a poopagram.
Beside him, you see a book, an old book laid open on the floor, a bunch of human bones arranged in bizarre patterns around the room. As you burst in, he leaps up, growls at you, grabs the book, and attempts to run for the window. What would you like to do?
Fire at his legs.
All right, I will give you a shot.
Do I need to do a 1d8?
No, you need to roll your d100 first.
30.
You shoot. You shoot the man. You do.
Yeah.
Roll damage. So you roll a d8. Yep.
Is there a matching one to this one? This is a pretty dice. I don't want to fuck this up.
Is there a matching dice to that one? There should be.
Alright, I'll use this one. Two.
You shoot Blaine. You don't quite hit him in the leg. You kind of hit him in the lower back. But, you know, kind of a glancing blow. You hit him for 2 points of damage. As he does, he screams, trips on some of the weird bones that are surrounding the place, sort of tumbles. As he does so, he drops the book and falls out the window screaming. The screams proceed until you hear a large crunch.
Uh-oh. I grab the book and close it.
Okay, you now have a book.
I'm assuming you're going to take them. You seem to be in a panic, so I don't know what exactly you're trying to... what
are
you?
I grab the book.
All right, you have
I
a
look
book.
Out in the hallway. What do I see in the hallway?
A bunch of people staring at you as you hold a smoking gun and a book.
I fire around into the air.
Okay. You fire around into the air.
What happens?
Everyone screams and darts back into their apartments.
I run for the stairs.
As you run for the stairs, you happen to look back in the apartment, and you notice that the piece of bone that he tripped over was actually a skull, and that it's smashed, so the front part of the head is sort of smashed in, and you notice that the... that it seems to be grinning weirdly at you as you run away. Yeah, we'll get a little sand.
I go back.
We'll go... Oh, you're going to go back?
I'm going back.
Okay.
Spot hidden.
Oh, I was just going to give you a sand check, because that's really creepy, and you watch the guy plummet to his death.
All right, I'm still sane.
You lose one sanity point.
Why?
Because it's still 54. Freaky.
Oh, you're just doing it just because now.
Just leave 78 circled, because it's important to know where 78 is. Just mark out 78. So now you're at 77. Okay. You run down the... Did we come up an elevator?
I don't remember. No, stairs.
Okay. You run down the stairs.
Yeah, to where you, stairs.
To where you see a small crowd gathered around what you assume is his crushed, naked, feces-covered body. Would you like to look at it, or...
I tuck the gun away.
Good call.
And then, yes, I go look at the body.
All right. What you see is the fact that, he has his skull smashed in, and his neck has been broken. He is a bloody, battered, feces-covered mess.
He's dead?
Oh, yeah. No, okay, he's super dead.
He's necromancy. I don't know. He could be a fucking zombie. I read an incantation from the book and raise him from the dead to question him.
Roll a listen.
Roll a listen again.
52. 70. I don't hear anything.
All right.
Okay.
What'd you just roll?
Something for me.
F*** you, Dean. Okay. I get in my car.
Okay. You hear police sirens in the distance?
I casually drive away.
Okay.
So as to not arouse suspicion.
This is one of the times I wish this thing had a cool check. I'll say that you, yeah, you drive away casually.
I've maintained my composure. I've only lost one sanity.
This is true. All right. So, what would you like to do? You escape without anyone noticing.
I drive halfway to Mr. Quincy's apartment.
Okay.
Stop and, at a restaurant, store, whatever, and ask you.
Okay.
Hi, Quincy.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Quincy?
Yes, Mr. Townsend. Do you have any news yet?
I have, I believe, some unfortunate news. Upon tracking down Mr. Blaine's apartment, I have discovered that he is no longer with us.
Oh, but did you get the book?
I did happen to see the
Excellent.
Book.
Excellent. Wait, saw the book.
I did see the book.
Well, do you have possession of the book or not? I'll write you the check as soon as I get the book.
Listen, about the book, I mean, no, Mr. Blaine threw himself out of a window. He was holding the book at the time.
Fast talk.
55.
What's your fast talk?
Not 55.
35. He doesn't seem to believe you. Mr. Townsend, I was told that you're a person who could deal with such matters. To be honest, Mr. Blaine does not concern me. My concern is for the scripture of Shoal. Now, do you have it or not?
Okay, look, I have it. It's not in the most perfect condition. Speaking of matters, his brain matter was on it when he fell. I am cleaning it up. We'll bring it to you shortly.
Please, do hurry. He hangs up. Do you take time to examine the scripture of Shoal?
Yes.
Okay.
I go over to a book library, perhaps a study corral,
okay,
little thing, and I crack the book open.
Okay.
In a well-lit populated area.
It is a thick octavo book, and it is in
what the fuck's an octavo book?
See, when they printed books, they didn't
sided.
No, it's the size of paper that's in it.
Okay,
so
what the f- kind of stop sign looking book is this?
That's when they say folio, quattro, octavo. They're all different sizes and ways of binding books.
Neat.
That's why when you talk about Shakespeare, you talk about like his first folio. You talk about his first collection of plays and whatnot. Anyway, so an octavo, I believe an octavo is like Evil Dead Necronomicon, like huge, massive, thick. you know, oversized book. Don't quote me on that. Fact checker Troy will check it for us.
I'm sure he's already zoomed out.
You notice that it is incredibly densely printed, and you notice that it has been annotated in a number of places by recent hectic penmanship.
I read the penmanship.
You just see things like, this is important, critical, note this, etc., etc., etc.
What was the hectic penmanship?
Just certain passages that... Certain passage of old
I'm
Chaucer
saying I'm
English.
Reading that part.
Well...
I have 100 English. You want me to roll?
No. It's just because when it comes to reading these ancient tomes, they're supposed to take you incredibly long time to decipher not only what it says, but how it says. So according to this, this book would take you 40 weeks to read in its entirety.
I start reading it out loud. Tell me what's in the book. No, okay. Can I do a spot hidden thing or something?
For...
Can I, like, examine the book? Anything out of ordinary?
For
an occult book?
Library use role?
Library use?
What yeah. Just sort of general research stuff.
Damn it.
Nope. No luck. Nothing, I mean, other than his annotations, nothing seems strange about it. It's just an old book. It's an old book, supposedly written by a 3,000-year-old sorcerer.
Is it noted where he was in the book? Did I see that?
Or who was?
Where the book was open when I went into the room.
Yeah.
Am I able to go back to that page?
No, he tried to grab the book and run off with it,
okay,
and then it fell, so yeah.
It. Okay, cool. Well, I guess I reload my gun in the bathroom at the library.
I must say, of any player I've ever had, you are the best one about maintaining your gun and where it is.
I don't
want
to fucking misfire or to be unarmed. When Cthulhu comes, I'm shooting at him.
That's fair.
He's going to work for this soul. Anyway.
Cthulhu kills 1d3 investigators per round.
What?
He just outright kills people, 1d3 people per round. Yeah. He's kind of an a-hole.
Yeah, I mean. Anyway. All right. I start driving towards Mr. Quincy's.
All right.
I do a slow roll by. What do I see?
Spot hidden.
You make it. 49, yeah, I made it.
You notice it's a different Magilla Gorilla behind the desk, but otherwise everything looks ship-shape. Is there anything you're looking for in particular? Like cops or something? I'm
yeah.
Assuming?
Yeah.
No. Seems weird. Normal. Calm.
Okay. Well, I park. Okay. I park the car up the street a little bit, not right in front of the building.
Okay.
I approach the building.
Okay.
Magilla.
Mm.
Is that his response?
Yeah.
No, I say I'm here to see Mr. Franklin Quincy. He's expecting.
You go through the same sort of song and dance. He checks, gives you the key.
How many keys are there?
Let's say, what time is it? It's like afternoon, so probably all 5 keys.
Fair enough.
Nobody visiting right now.
Okay. So I go up to Mr. Quincy's.
Mm-hmm.
I approach the door cautiously.
All right.
I want to listen.
Listen roll.
Wait.
Don't hear anything.
Do I see anything?
Through the door?
No, just around the door. Anything that would... Give me any idea of a struggle, perhaps, anything, any evidence. I just killed a guy. I'm a little freaked out here.
That's fair. Well, you shot him in the ass. He tumbled out of the window. I mean, you could argue that you didn't kill him, but you did kind of kill him.
Mm.
Is that your spot hidden?
Yeah. It's...
Nope.
All right, a knock on the door.
You hear, again, Mr. Quincy from inside say, just a minute, and hear some flipping of locks, and you open the door, and you have the book out as you...
I'm clutching it.
Gosh. Oh, you found it. Please, come in. And he ushers you into the study.
Frank, I gotta ask you, why are you so nervous about book?
It's
just a book, Frank.
I don't think you understand. This is a rare 16th century translation. Do you know how hard it is to find translations of the scripture of Shul?
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is when something special to me is taken, I get upset. You're acting straight up nervous. Why? What has you on such edge?
I'm just glad to have my property back. Give me a psychological.
Got it.
Genuine. I mean, this is a guy who is surrounded by his books at all times. They're like his children.
Like an OCD thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
He's almost, like, gleeful at the fact that you're holding the book. He took no notice of the fact that Blaine's dead. He seems to care less.
Mr. Quincy, a little bit of bad news about the book. It appears that Mr. Blaine, did deface. He made some notes in the margins about special areas he's interested in.
Well, all things considered, I suppose that's... At least I have the book back.
It also has a little poop on it. There's a little bit of poop. I got most of it cleaned off. I'm very sorry.
You see him, he continues going into the study, and you see him writing out the check, and he goes, you know, kind of puts his hand out to take the scripture from you.
Yep. Okay. I guess I fucking hand it to him.
All right. He takes it and hands a check.
I go cash check.
Yeah, it's the afternoon, so I show you. Yeah, you can cash the check.
Some cocaine and some hookers. And...
if that's what you'd like to do.
I mean, it's legal in 1920.
That's true. Get yourself some laudanum.
Let's trip some balls.
There you go.
Mr. Quincy, in regards to the death of Mr. Blaine.
Yes. I suppose that is somewhat unfortunate, yes.
Due to the sensitive nature of his death, would you mind paying me in cash?
He has that arranged. Because he doesn't keep $100 laying around.
Here's your check back.
Right.
I appreciate it. Go on a paper trail, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't kill him, I'm saying. I want that to be known.
Fair enough.
What's your plans with the book now?
Well, it just, you see him put it back on in the empty slot where it had been. I don't know. We'll see. No special plans for it. It's definitely not the prize of my collection, but it is a very worthwhile tome to have.
Wonderful. Hey, so it looked like Mr. Blaine was trying to do a ritual out of the book.
Well, it was written by a supposed sorcerer, so I'm sure it details a number of rituals and magic spells, as it were.
Yeah. Have you read the book?
No, actually. I purchased it at auction about a year ago. I perused it a little bit, I haven't actually sat down to study it. It is quite a thick piece of work.
You're going to say Tom again. Do you know anything about writing a pentagram and poop and having a weird grinning skull? Does any of that ring a bell?
He just looks at you like you're insane.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, sir, and for your patronage. And if there's anything else I can do for you, give me a holler.
Gotcha.
All right. I'll be in contact, brother. And I leave and I drive straight to... What was Cartwright? He's the rich guy that loves the cult shit, right?
Yes.
Can I use your phone real quick, Mr. Quincy, before I leave? I call Cartwright.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Just keeps ringing.
You said it's afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. I go to Alistair Timmons' occult store. No, I call Alistair Timmons now.
Okay. Are you calling his home or are you calling the store?
Store.
Okay. He picks up. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Timmons, it's Bill. How you doing?
Yes, Mr. Townsend. How can I help you?
Great. I told you to call me Bill. God
damn it. 1920s. You're wearing a fedora every time you step outside. People call people Mr.
I have a pretty, good understanding of the occult. Mr. Timmons, how about yourself? Or do you consider yourself an expert on the subject?
Well, I do own a store.
I'm sorry. I used to work for a guy that owned a Dairy Queen. He didn't know how the ice cream was made. I just asked him a question.
What's ice cream? They had ice cream in the
20s. They had ice cream in the 20s. The ice cream cone was originated at the Chicago's World Fair.
Ah, there you go.
What do you know of a ritual involving a pentagram made out of feces, maybe a creepy grinning skull that looks at you?
Are you quite all right, Mr. Townsend?
I'm just inquiring as to the nature. I was able to find the scripture of Shoal.
So I'll put that on
Front Street. The person that was holding it appeared to have been attempting to do a ritual for the past several days. Said he was almost done. When it was interrupted?
It's my understanding that the scripture scroll contains any number of tomes, or it contains the... Now you just got me auto-defaulting to the word tome. Contains...
You're gonna be in bed tonight and be like, tomes!
Tomes! Just gonna dream about the word tomes. No, there are any number of occult practices in that book. It could have been anything. I've never studied it myself. I have no idea what is contained within the book.
One last question, sir. Do you know who would be considered the foremost authority on the occult in Boston here?
A lot of the names that you've mentioned. Myself, Mr. Quincy, Mr. Cartwright. It's a big book, 40 weeks to
read. Yeah.
It's a mechanic in the game that I've never really understood, but it takes a long time.
All right, well, thank you so much, Mr. Timmons. If you could keep an ear out for any weird goings-on in the occult community. I sure would appreciate it. Give me a holler if you think.
Yes, not a problem.
Thank you. Okay, I turn back to Quincy.
Yes, he's poured himself a glass of celebratory sherry and is already stoking a cigar.
Mr. Quincy, are you sure you have no idea what kind of a ritual Mr. Blaine was trying to do? I mean, as one of the foremost authorities of the occult in the Boston area.
There are different types of people that study the occult, Mr. Townsend. There are those of us who study it as a hobby, those of us who do it as a profession, and then there are those unfortunate people who believe that there is some sort of fact behind these.
Great. Can you tell me who is the foremost authority of the factual believers in the occult in the Boston area?
I wouldn't know. I study it purely academically.
Fair enough.
These are legends and fairy tales. There's nothing real about this. Anyone who thinks so is a madman or a fool.
Well, thank you so much, Fripser. Make sure you wipe that boat. I get in my car. I head over to John Cartwright's apartment.
Okay.
I park her.
Okay.
I go to the servants.
We're going to assume it's locked this time.
Okay, are we?
Yeah.
New head of security, perhaps.
You got Jeeves fired.
So, do I see anything?
No, not out of the ordinary.
Okay. I try to jimmy the door open.
Give me a locksmith roll.
What? How the fuck? It's 0-0. I can't roll that.
Then you'd have to break the door down.
No, I didn't try to pick the lock. I was trying to jimmy it open, like pry bars.
Locksmith roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're going to physically take the door out, in which case that's a strength versus door.
All right. I try to kick the door.
You can kick the door without a roll. It's not going anywhere.
Really? It's that long. I'm just flat out not spawn car right now.
No, I just gave you a 50-50 roll of whether a socialite would be at home at the afternoon of a lunchtime or not.
Fair enough. So he's just clearly not home. Okay. I go around to the front of him.
All right.
I go up to Megillah.
This is the same Megillah.
Same Megillah. Hey, bucko, remember me?
He seems very unamused as you flipped him off the last time he encountered you.
Hey, listen, Chief. Try to find your boss. I have some information that he requested.
I believe Mr. Cartwright is not at home at present.
Do you happen to know his whereabouts, sir?
I do not.
I pull out a $5 bill. Do you know where his whereabouts are, sir?
What would that role be?
Probably Fast Talk.
You're not necessarily lying to him, so Fast Talk doesn't work per se.
Am I persuading him?
Yeah, probably. You can give it a persuade.
That up.
Or, nope. It's almost a botch. He looks at your $5 bill and just... He looks almost offended. It's that nice of a... There are other places in town, $5 would get you a lot. Like, you remember, to go to a baseball game at this time is like 10 cents.
All right, cockbag, have a good day. I leave.
All right.
I go to the Hodgkins.
Okay.
I don't even college.
Okay.
Neat in the store.
Yep.
What's up?
Hello again, Mr. Townsend, was it?
It's Bill.
Ah.
It's Bill. Logan. Bill. Listen, how's your knowledge on the occult?
I deal with some occult works, but, he also deals with, you know, antique cabinets and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's antiquities. Occult is part of it, but archaeology is much of it, too. Just a rare book?
Just a rare book. What do I do now? There's no mystery. I got away with essentially murder. I gave the book to a guy. Did I win?
Seems almost too easy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You gonna go pick up your money?
I'll go get my money.
Gonna treat yourself to a wonderful evening.
Have a nice dinner.
All right.
I'm gonna go home.
Okay.
Lock the doors behind.
I love how paranoid you're
waiting for the fucking shoe to drop. Plus, I did just see a man get
injured. That's true. You didn't lose much sanity for it. You only lost sanity. You didn't lose sanity for the poop or for killing him.
Which is more like I feel like a sociopath now. I'm like,
Just didn't faze you. You're cool as a cucumber, man.
So, as I believe Townsend do, after nearly killing a man. I put the gun next to my bed.
Fair enough.
I lay down and go to sleep.
For the most part, you sleep well. And there you go. Roll a
d3. As Cthulhu comes up into my soul.
You gain 3 sand back for completing the job.
Oh, yay! So I'm at 80.
There you go. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to do? Or... No, I think we're just going to... We're going to fast forward a little bit. Okay. We're gonna jump a little bit in time.
Go for it.
Alright.
Oh, have I had my date?
No.
Let's go to the date.
Well, we're not jumping that far in time.
Alright.
How far
are we? It's Wednesday.
Then we will jump to the next Wednesday.
Okay.
Yep. You are getting ready for bed. It's about, 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone begins to ring.
Hello?
Oh, thank God. I'm so glad you answered. You've got to help me. He's not dead. Or he's dead. And he's back. God, I thought you killed him. Damn you. He's dead. No, Blaine. No. Oh, God. What has he done? What?
Phone.
Cuts out.
Yep. It's Quincy, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Great. during this, by the way, I'm saying, I never said I killed him. I said he was dead. I try to call back.
You get a busy signal.
They have busy signal.
Whatever it happened.
Like, the line is occupied there.
Is not able to be connected.
Quincy.
Okay.
Dead with my guns.
Okay.
Plural. Fully okay. Dressed. Let's go.
As you park on the street.
Yeah.
Exit your car. You hear from above you a loud scream. A scream that continues getting closer towards you. Until you see Mr. Quincy splat on the pavement below the building.
Do I see Magilla?
He's currently inside of the desk.
Okay, sure.
You get a nice little. Well, are you going up to confirm that is actually Quincy? You're gonna go look at the corpse that is now laying on the sidewalk? Not at all.
I mean, like, okay, just give me a schematic here. I park on the curb. I'm parked right in front of the front door. He's between me and the front door, yes?
He's probably off to the side a little bit.
I probably screamed a little bit, and then I run in the door.
Give me a sand check.
38.
You make it. Roll me. Man, they're just being so nice to you. It only costs you 1 point for seeing another man plummet to his death.
I mean, think of the stock market crash, you know? This is a thing that's coming.
That hasn't happened yet.
Whatever. Okay. Hey, Magilla, the guy just jumped out of the building, man.
Oh, my God. You see him.
You didn't hear that shit?
Thick glass. It's fancy. You see him jump up and he runs. He sees, you know, he now sees the dead body and, oh, we must call the police. And he's
Who was police. That?
Do what?
Who was that?
Oh, it's Mr. Quincy.
Oh my God! Give me the key. Let's keep it. Give me the key. Let me run up there. He called me. I came over here in response to his call. Let me go up there and make sure everything's secure.
I'll give you a fast talk plus. It's a bizarre situation, so I'll give you plus 15%.
Need that 15. Suck it.
He just sort of gestures to the keys. He's trying to talk to the police. He's kind of really flustered.
I'll be right back. Get in the elevator.
All right, you get in the elevator. You go up to the fourth floor, whatever he was on.
Fourth, yeah, it was fourth.
I think it was fourth floor. Okay. You go up to the fourth floor.
I approach the door. What do I see?
You see a closed door.
Okay, I put my ear to the door.
This one didn't roll.
Did I roll both? Or
just roll that. That's fine.
34. I can hear some.
You actually hear nothing.
Okay, just checking. I check the door to see if it's locked.
It is locked.
Can I try the elevator key in the door?
Sure. It doesn't fit. It
doesn't fit. Okay. I knock very loudly.
Okay.
Nothing?
You hear the knock echo inside the apartment?
Should I go back downstairs to Gillis then, I guess?
You see that he's now standing outside. There's starting to
I know
there's
four locks. I'm not going to be able to bust the door in.
You notice that there are now a number of people sort of, mm-hmm. cloistered around the body.
I let Magilla know that the apartment's still locked from the inside.
Oh, good.
Apparently the crime scene has not been disturbed.
That's a thing? 1920s?
I don't know.
Fair enough. CSI.
Ooh, you.
The
Flapper Girl CSI.
No, he's, I've called the police. They said they'll be here shortly. My God, what would cause a man to do this?
Check him for evidence, man. See if there's a note. Maybe he killed himself.
Make me a spot hidden.
He only jumped from the fourth floor. He wouldn't have really splattered.
The words.
He could have lived. Hey, cool. I'm in.
As you say that, you see that he is holding a crumpled up piece of paper.
Hey, Magilla, go check that. I'm not
he's
a fingerprint
he's like,
on this dead guy.
He's like, he looks a little queasy.
I'm persuading him.
I'll give you a persuade minus 10%.
Oh. Minus 10% or 10 points?
No, minus 10%. Making it harder.
All right.
Okay. You want to touch
I go, say, will you just make sure everything's cool? I'm going to check that paper. I go to the paper.
Okay. You go and grab the paper. And you find this note.
Dun, dun, dun. I have been a fool, surrounded by the truth, yet blind to it. Death is not the end. Some secrets are best left undiscovered, and some knowledge best forgotten. The only way to escape him is to join. What am I rolling?
Sand roll. Roll another sand check. 57. You will lose. Let's see.
Roll that. You will lose 1 point.
I'm back at Sydney.
Put my next page of notes. Okay. You hear sirens. The police are en route.
Great.
Okay.
I'm going to cooperate with the fucking police.
Okay. The police come up, ask for statements.
Mr. Quincy is a business relation of mine, and he called me this evening as I was getting ready for bed and was talking crazy talk. Said that somebody had come back for him, was screaming, nonsensical, the call cut off. I drove over here as fast as I could, and as I got out of my car, he fell. I ran inside and got the doorman, and while he was phoning you, I went upstairs to make sure his apartment was,
So you're basically just telling them exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened.
They
Found this note in his hand, and it's creep-tacular. Here you go.
Okay.
They all go insane, because they don't have near the amount of sanity points. They shoot themselves. Fair.
You can keep that just in case you ever want to need it for your own notes. But yes, they take it back. They process it as evidence. They say that there'll be an inquest or something. I'm sure you'll be called. They take down your name and number and whatnot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Have a good evening, officer.
Yep. Okay. So what would you like to do?
Go home at midnight.
This is true.
Okay. Go home, turn on all the lights, because I'm freaked out. I did lose a sin. Try my best to relax. Yeah, go to bed.
Okay, you lay down and go to bed. It is the next day.
Okay. I don't know. What do? I read the newspaper, have some coffee.
So you're staying in the home? Not doing anything, not going out, not... Just
I
mean, curious.
Oh, I still run a store, don't I? I probably go to my store.
Fair enough.
Check in, make sure the front desk girl's doing her job.
Yep.
How's business?
Yep.
Do we need to be stocking?
You know, sounds good.
Just doing my business. Work a full day, do my 8 hours, head home around 5.
Gotcha. As you go home that evening, get all situated, have a little dinner, start to settle down for the evening. Phone rings.
Okay, great.
You hear a deep, raspy voice on the other side say, "There's no escape. I'm coming for you." And then it hangs up. After a moment of thinking about it, you realize that that is the voice of Blaine. Sand roll.
55.
You lose 1.
I call Margaret St. John.
Okay. She answers.
Margaret, it's Bill. Do you remember me? We met about a week and a half ago.
More or less, yeah. She knows.
So sorry to bother you at this hour. Listen, I was doing that investigation on the Scripture of Shoal. We found the book. In the process of finding the book, the man that allegedly stole the book actually passed away by his own hand. He just called me on telephone and said he's coming for me. it was kind of my fault he died, although I didn't kill him.
Being very honest with this one. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Just, what do I do?
I couldn't tell you. Being haunted by the dead is a terrible thing.
Really? Anybody you could point me to here? Margaret, you have that little self-help group.
We mostly deal with psychic premonitions. At this point, you're going to need some sort of, I have no clue what.
Okay. Okay. Hang up the phone.
All right.
Call in the car.
It's of an evening. I'm going to make it a little harder to see if he's there or not. He answers the phone.
There, yeah. Hey, Mr. Cartwright. Bill Townsend.
Yes, Mr. Townsend.
You recall the other week and a half ago, I came over and asked about the Scripture of Shoal.
Right.
Listen, are you of the school of thought regarding the occult that it's real?
I'd say I mildly believe in it.
Great. Hey, a dead man called me on the phone today. Seems to blame me for his death. Says he's coming for me next.
Just silence on the other side of the phone.
Listen, John, I have a good working knowledge of the occult from an academic perspective. I need some help.
I apologize, sir. I do not believe that there's any way that I can help you.
Great, listen.
And then he hangs up.
Oh, you cockbag. Call him back.
Do you think that you called him back? Yeah, I think you know you try and call him back. Yeah.
Great.
Gotta love those upper society elite people, don't you? He thinks you're another crazy.
Okay, I drive to Alistair Timmons' place. It's nighttime. He's open. It's open late. You said it.
Yeah. We'll say he's shutting up the store as you get there.
Great. Alistair, it's Bill.
Yes, sorry, I was just getting ready to go home.
Hey, so sorry to bother you, I know it's late. Listen, do you remember the whole story about Ethan Blaine and the Scripture of Shaul and
yes,
all that?
Yes.
I recovered the book and everything's great, except in the process, Ethan Blaine, going under the name of James Daish, is that name Riddles? James Daish?
No.
Great. He died and he blames me and he called me today and said he's coming for me. I'm at a loss of what to do.
As you sit here and, are talking to, Mr. Timmons, you suddenly feel cold. Like, not...
bone-chillingly cold?
Like, at first it's just kind of like one of those drafts that kind of catches you on the neck, but you sort of adjust your jacket and it just keeps creeping down your shoulders,
okay,
and
Alistair,
against your spine, and you just, it's...
Do you want me to just roll sanity? Is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah, we're getting to that point.
Just
yeah.
Do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
33.
You lose another point. You're making all the rolls so far.
Thank God. Listen, Alistair, before this goes any further, I'm getting a chill here. I need a book.
I need a
spell book.
A chill?
Yeah, as we're sitting here talking, I'm freezing. I'm feeling it. Cold.
Like, to the point you're moving a little bit. Like,
yeah,
it
like,
just...
I'm extraordinarily uncomfortable. Something's wrong. I'm a believer. I need a book. I need something to stop this.
Give me a psychology roll.
88.
No? He's just looking at you really strangely.
Listen, something from the other world is coming for me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Townsend, but we're closed for the evening. And he's picking up his voice ever so slightly as he says this. He's saying it a little louder. I'm afraid, Mr. Townsend, you will have to come back tomorrow as we are closing now.
What the f*** is that?
You failed your psychology roll. That's all you get.
Oh, God.
I'll give you an idea roll.
5.
You start to notice he's looking almost past you up the stairs.
I follow his gaze. Ooh, I just saw your creepy wife. Oh, that didn't help.
Yeah. No, he's looking past you. He's looking really nervous. He's trying to sort of get a little closer to the stairs as you're talking.
I interpose myself into the stairs.
Mr. Townsend, I'm sorry. It's been a really late night, and I'm sure that the matter you have is most pressing, but I really would appreciate it if we could discuss this tomorrow, please. And you notice his voice keeps getting a little louder each time
he
says
out?
That.
Is this it? Am I just scaring him?
See a big man cornering him in a dark alley in a bad part of the neighborhood at midnight, talking crazy talk? Yeah, he's bothered a little bit.
Okay, great. I'm half a step from pulling my gun and saying, if this guy takes me down, you're coming with me.
You notice as you're talking now, you were almost to the point of convulsing. It's like standing outside when it's 30 degrees out and you're not wearing a t-shirt. You're actually seeing mist come out of your mouth. You're starting to see that puff of cold air. Even though we didn't set a time, but let's say it's nowhere near that cold out.
I pull the gun in the defensive position, and I look around.
As soon as you turn, he bolts. He's trying to push past you and run up the stairs.
Great, I follow.
as he reaches the top of the steps, he starts to scream help and bolts down the street.
Oh, that's right, it's a basement shot.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Okay, great. I go back down the stairs.
All right.
I break glass.
Okay.
I go to the store.
Okay.
And I meet again for something to help.
Okay, let's go with... Ooh, okay. All right, you're in the store.
Cool. How'd that happen?
No. I mean, breaking the glass, opening the lock, I figure you can probably do that. That's not a big deal. It's not the nicest of places. That roll was for something else.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I begin frantically searching in the magic section, I guess, for some kind of a defensive... spell, something, or an artifact, anything to help me.
Give me a listen roll.
God. 25. I'm hearing something.
You are hearing, distant police sirens. give me a, say a, it has to be a spot hidden, it can't be a library use, because it's gotta be quick.
Got it. 40.
You see you see a sort of a spell. You see a generic spell book about how to ward yourself from other practitioners, yet also be the powerful. Be all that you can be, a sorcerer's guide.
I grab it.
Okay.
I throw down a couple bucks. I run to the car.
Okay, make me a luck roll.
87. Oh, no! 87!
As you move quickly across the street, you hear someone say, that man there!
So they're across the street?
Yes, they're down the block. You have the jump on them at the moment.
Now do I get in the car or do I open fire?
Jesus Christ. He says about all the people he's been handing out his personal cards to.
Get in the car, take off.
Okay.
Oh no, maybe I should kill them now. They know who I am. Now get in the car, drive off.
Okay. Let's see. What else?
What else? I drive home.
Are you like racing away or are you taking off?
I guess nobody's chasing me. I'm not racing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Not a problem.
The police follow pursuit. I don't know. In the 1920s, most police are walking.
That's true. You did hear sirens. Mm-hmm. Give me a spot hidden roll.
Eight. Nice.
You're driving along for a little bit, and at one point you happen to look up, and it looks like someone's sitting in the back of your car.
Fuck me running. Do I lose a sanity point?
I was saying, give me a little sand check there.
95.
That is unfortunate.
This would be the point though when I personally, as Matt Etter, would shit my pants. So it's probably appropriate. I'm getting a little freaked out. This is fun. It's only taking 3 hours.
You lose a. You just lose
one f***ing point because there's a guy in my car.
Because as you turn around, see, the scary thing is, as you look up and you think there's someone in there. I assume the cars had some sort of rear view mirrors. You happen to glance into the windshield and think there's someone there behind you, and as you turn around, there's no one there.
F***ing knock that shit down, then. I should be at like a 70. I don't know. I'd probably continue driving, I guess.
Okay.
If there's not really anybody in my car.
Okay.
Can I check the reflection again? Do I see it?
Nope.
Great. Keep going.
Okay.
Get home.
Okay.
Start.
Okay. Give me a... What would that be?
That would be library use, wouldn't it?
Right. No, but I've got it something different. Give me a con by 5. So your con is 12, so multiplied by 5 would be 60.
Okay.
Basically, it's a test of your fortitude.
Okay.
So basically, you're powering through. You're reading this book. You know what I'm saying? You're not dozing off.
Well, I mean, I'm a nerd. Like,
and
makes sense.
It's just a question of whether or not you pass out while reading it, or whether you can stay up and continue to read it. As you read it, it talks about, talks about signs. It talks about ways to, counter certain things. It talks about symbols and how salt is important and crystals are important and just a whole lot of stuff.
Great. All right, then. It's late.
Mm-hmm.
I pour salt across the door.
Okay.
All entrances, I guess, of my home. I go upstairs. I put a circle of salt around my bed. I lay down.
Okay. Give me a pow by... We'll go pow by 5.
What's pow?
It's sort of power. It's sort of, it's magic points, but it also is just kind of like your presence, your aura, your... a lot of times, pow by five in this case is usually considered dreaming, sleeping, stuff like that.
Okay.
So
that'd be 80.
Yeah.
Great.
You seem to sleep just fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll wake up in the morning. I look around.
Okay. You look around and everything seems fine.
Okay. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's date day.
Oh, we haven't gotten that far yet, have we?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a week later, so then this is the weekend after next.
Oh. Well, I suppose that's true. That's a good point.
I'm just being facetious at this point.
She's going to be very disappointed if you don't call her. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to call her first thing in the morning. She's probably at work.
That's true.
Actually, you know what? We're going to use this as an opportunity to go to Logan Hodgkins' store.
Gotcha. Did you eat breakfast this morning?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm a man of...
give me a con by 5 roll.
Con
by
5?
So that'd be
what?
60. 97. Okay. As you sit down to eat, what have you made yourself this morning?
Coffee, juice, toast, bacon.
Okay.
Bacon day.
So you've got it,
Oh, shit, it's Friday. I should have fish. I should have kippers. But we'll go with bacon.
Ah. I was going to say, are you a Catholic? That may play into this.
I mean, I am, but you didn't put it on here.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know.
It's ambiguous. It's, if you want to be Catholic, you can be Catholic. Anyway, so you've made this.
Townsend's an English name, and Brian didn't, so I probably don't touch.
Fair enough. So you've got your bacon, you've got your eggs, you got your whatever, and it's, you've got it all made up. You pour it, you put it on plate. You're all ready to eat. And as you sit down to eat, you sort of, you know, pick up that first bite, and it just smells like death. It smells like decay. It smells like rotting flesh and putrid. Like, you're looking at it, and it just makes no sense. It looks delicious. It smelled great 5 minutes ago, but you just cannot contain this just smell of rot and death. You failed your sand roll, or you failed your con roll, excuse me. It is, the stench is so overwhelming.
How did I fail my con roll? I thought it was like 20-something.
No, your con roll was con by 5, so it was 60, you rolled a 97.
Oh, sorry, man.
The stench is so overwhelming, you just immediately vomit.
Gross.
You just immediately
vomit. On my
vomit.
Eggs?
Yeah, every, yeah.
Well,
just
fuck that.
Roll a, now you can roll your sand check, sorry.
7. 007.
Wow.
James Bonded it.
Still only one sand point. But, so you get up, you vomited, you're going into the bathroom to clean yourself up, and no matter where you go, it's just this stench of death. It's everywhere. It's all just right. Floating around you.
I close, pin my nose.
It just doesn't seem to help. Now it's in your mouth.
That's not possible.
Now you just taste it.
Physically fucking not possible.
You just taste the death.
Physically fucking not possible.
Don't ask me.
Don't bend the laws of physics. Even though there's a fucking demon or something.
Every few minutes you're just like, it's killing you.
I clean up, I brush my teeth, I head to Hodgins.
Okay. Okay. You arrive at Hodgins.
Hey, listen, Logan. First of all, how's Helen?
Say hi or low.
Hi.
99! Helen is actually the one at the counter.
Oh, great. Hey, how you doing? Pick you up at 8 tonight?
Sure, yeah.
Wonderful. Dinner and a talkie?
Gonna see the jazz singer.
I know.
I hear them talking films are gonna be a thing.
You wanna go to a vaudeville show?
I prefer the old kaleidoscope myself.
We can watch a Nickelodeon. Anyway. Hey, is your boss in? Is Logan here?
Yes, he's in the back.
But, I'm gonna go talk to him, all right, sweetie?
Sure. Right through there.
Thank you. I go back to see Mr.
As you walk by, you notice that there are, you know, they've got lots of antique things and whatnot. You notice that, hold on, I gotta make sure I'm doing my things right. Yep, it's the morning. As you walk through, there's some mirrors everywhere, and as you walk by, you know, some sort of antique dressing table or whatever, you happen to catch a look in the mirror, and what you see is not your own reflection. What you see is the crumpled, mangled head of Blaine with his neck at an awkward angle, spitting blood at you. Yep, big ol' sand check.
2.
Man! You only lose 1 point.
I'm still in the 70s. I'm 73. This is great. There's one thing to be lucky on, I guess.
Yep, that's why they prepared you for it.
Okay, I pick up my step and very fastly go find Mr. Logan.
He's sitting behind the, you know, he's sitting there in his office. Yes, Mr. Townsend, can I help you? Bill, sorry, you wanted me to call you Bill.
Logan, you are the first dude in 2 weeks to call me Bill, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Gentlemen. Listen, Logan. Would you just roll?
That's for me.
Logan, you remember that James Dash guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's dead.
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh. Logan answers his phone, I assume.
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh.
Continue.
All right. I'm sorry.
Ring, ring.
Is he going to answer his phone, or... Logan, are you going to get that?
Get what?
The ring, phone. Ring, it's ring. Ringing. The phone's ringing, Logan.
Ring, ring, ring.
Logan, your phone's ringing.
I ring, ring, ring.
I answer Logan's phone. Hello?
I'm still going to get you.
Logan, we're having an issue. 29.
1 point. Having fun yet? Monophobia, you scared yet?
It's weird. I mean, I'm not like fucking scared. I'm like for reals, but there's an anxiety. My heart's pumping a little.
Psychology roll.
6 to 7. Nothing.
He's kind of just, Hodgkins is just sort of looking at you and then looking at the phone receiver that you're,
Logan, a dead guy's like coming to get me.
Okay.
Something smells amiss in Mark. He's a Shakespeare guy, right?
You're a Shakespeare guy, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, I see. Anyway.
The line, something's rotten, but close enough.
Something's rotten? Damn it. Actually, funny thing, Helen Armantrout used to say that all the time. When she thought any of the kids or grandkids or great-grandkids were lying, she would say that.
Something's rotten in Denmark, yep. Yeah,
isn't that funny? She was an English.
Are you?
Have you been contacted by James Daish in the past 10 days?
No.
Okay. Freaking out a little bit here, Logan. Not gonna lie to you.
Would it help for me to call someone for you? Is that?
Is there? Who would you call, Logan?
Ghostbusters.
Thank you.
I can let that one go.
No, really. Can Logan call somebody for me?
No, you seem quite ill. Could we call the ambulance for you? Are you feeling all right?
No, Mr. I don't Townsend? Need an ambulance. I do not need an ambulance.
Oh, okay.
I need help with the occult. I am having some kind of an issue with a dead person.
Okay.
The look on your face is fucking killer. Oh god.
Psychology roll plus say 10%.
A one.
One. Yeah, he didn't believe anything you're gonna say, and right now he is up to something.
He's up to something?
If you give me a minute, Mr. Townsend, I think there might be someone I can call for you. If you give me just a few minutes, we'll get you some help. You need some help, Mr. Townsend.
I don't want him to help me.
He's
creeping me out.
If you give me just a second, please, Helen will show you some of the new folios that I got in. Give me just a second to make a private phone call.
I'm like, do I pull my gun? I want to pull my gun.
Jesus.
Fucking do your thing. Okay, I go talk to Helen. She's showing me some folios.
Give me an idea roll.
11.
He is not calling anyone in the occult.
I leave.
Okay.
Helen, I might not be able to pick you up tonight. I'll call you and let you know. Don't worry about it.
She seems very flustered, but you run out. She can't say anything else.
I drive to the former apartment of James Daish.
Okay.
I make sure I have a hat on. Perhaps funny glasses with a nose. I'm not sure.
Fair enough.
I go up to investigate the apartment.
It's been 10 days. So, I mean, it's the 20s. The police aren't still there.
Yeah.
We'll say that you encounter... The door's open. It seems like people are cleaning, painting, you know, fixing the place up, putting the window back in place, whatever.
Excuse me, folks. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
How long have you been working in the apartment today?
Since earlier in the week. We're about done. They're looking to rent it out, if you are interested.
Just a question. Since you've been here, have there been any weird goings-on?
Weird goings-on?
Anything seem out of the ordinary to you?
No. I mean, the place was quite a mess.
I'd imagine. You get all the poop up?
What? How did you know about that?
I read it in the paper.
It was in the paper? Huh.
It was the Gazette, not the Herald.
Interesting. Seems very confused, but accepts it.
You want to make me fast talk roll that out?
No, you're good.
Did the former tenant leave anything behind?
Anything
that wasn't taken by the police for evidence?
Make me a luck roll by half.
50.
Oh, so close. There were a lot of crazy papers and things. I don't know. They took it down to the incinerator and had it all burned yesterday.
Mm. Do you mind if I look around real quick? Just check the place out a little?
Go right ahead.
You said
there's
only two or three rooms, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was only supposed to be one room, but I said it was two rooms, so it's two
rooms.
Can
I do a spot hidden for clues?
If you'd like, you can stay and search the apartment thoroughly as long as you... Do you want to take the time and search the whole apartment, or would you like to just quickly look?
I want to take the time and look.
Okay.
Pull up the carpet and look underneath. Like, I want everything.
Okay, you are searching the room. Give me a luck roll.
75, barely made it.
Okay. The luck roll's not what you thought it was for. You don't find anything.
Oh, it was lucky I didn't find anything?
No, it's lucky something else didn't happen.
Okay, thank God. Rock. Okay.
He says as he spends an hour and a half in an apartment where just recently he was witnessed by all its tenants shooting some guy who fell out a window. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty lucky.
Yeah, good point. All right, I leave the apartment. What time is it?
Let's see. It was morning. You went there. It's probably early to late afternoon.
Great. You want to go to the apartment of the former Franklin Quincy?
All right.